This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That is indeed the case. It is one of the greatest things that has happened for the Penguins since they left. Honestly, it might be the greatest thing that happens to the Penguins since Burkle Lemieux sold to Fenway Sports Group. Now, this is a little bit surprising. Like, this news came out of left field. How long has this been brewing for? I wonder. I want to know. I want to know how long it's been since Mario has wanted back, because we know that the reputation has been that Fenway Sports Group and Mario Lemieux really just don't see eye to eye. They have not been able to put everything together to the point where this is an equal mesh. Because Mario still has a part in the team, but it's not nearly the same. He does not have nearly the same influence. Mario's not around the team. His suite's empty. It's different. The vibe is different. The feel is different. The Penguins have always had a feely, had a family-type feel to them, whether that's the way they operate, the way they go around their business. It's just everything and talking to people. And it's still there, but it's not what it was. And I think Burkle and Lemieux buying the Penguins back would be really good, because I wonder how hands-on Fenway Sports Group truly is with this group. I mean, think about it. They are a huge organization, huge group might be the better word, comparatively speaking to Mario and Burkle day-to-day in on the team, where Fenway Sports has the Red Sox. They have European soccer. They are invested in multiple different ventures before they ended up buying the Penguins. And that has been a big question since they bought the team. How much buy-in is there? How much involvement is there? Now, you don't want too much involvement from your owners. There's no denying that. You don't want James Dolan with the New York Knicks, who seemingly fired Tom Thibodeau with no backup plan, no plan whatsoever. Where it's, we'll ask Minnesota if Chris Finch is available. We'll see if Jason Kidd wants to leave Dallas. Yeah, they've struck out on everything. Maybe you have a plan before you ultimately go and do something. I always felt like Burkle and Lemieux, there was a plan. And sure, they hired Ron Hextall, and that was bad. But the turning of the tide with the Penguins was Mario buying the team. The renaissance was Sid, Gino, and Letang. And ever since 21 when they sold, it's been all downhill from here. Now, is that because Fenway Sports trusts Kyle Dubas? Would Mario and Burkle have the same confidence level? I think they'd be willing to move maybe a little bit more quickly. Would things have transpired differently with Mike Sullivan? Possibly. But I'm curious to know what it would look like with Burkle and Mario back. And I think that it would be, because there's been so many good things that have happened for the Penguins, maybe not of this magnitude, like Crosby, the 500 goals, and maybe I'm just completely missing the timeline of when it was, but Crosby milestones, Malkin milestones that have happened, you know, honoring Fleury for his retirement, that have happened since they've sold the team. But you get Mario back, you get Ron Burkle back, I feel much better about the potential future of the Penguins. Much better about their outlook moving forward. 412-928-9370. Here is Anthony in Oakland to chime in. What's going on, Anthony? How are you doing?
You know, when I look at the Pirates, And I went back and looked at some of their drafts, and I see with the Cubs, you know, they got that all-star, Peter Crow Armstrong.
Yeah, in the outfield.
The Pirates could have had Peter Crow Armstrong. He was picked 19th overall in the 2020 amateur draft. They chose Nick Gonzalez. But that's been their problem overall for 30 years, the lack of bats. And when you see this great pitching being wasted because you don't have any offense, when you fired the manager, you should have fired the general manager also. I mean, it's just too frustrating to watch this, the wasted night after night. I mean, they're shutting down good teams, but they have a Punch and Judy offense that can't score.
Well, from 2013 on, Anthony, this is the bats that they've drafted. Austin Meadows, okay career. Cole Tucker, out of the league. Kevin Newman, still hanging on. Will Craig, out of baseball. Travis Lagerty, minor league baseball. Then Nick Gonzalez, who I think is going to be a good player. Henry Davis, who we still need to find out about. Termar Johnson, who hasn't debuted yet. And Connor Griffin, who looks like a star, but he's an A-ball. I mean, that's why, because the last 10 years of drafts, when they've drafted bats, have not nearly done anything to stick around.
Yeah, and you'll see what happens. When they get rid of Zawinski, he'll go off to another organization and become the hitter that the Pirates could have had. That's another thing we leave out. When guys leave here, they become better with other organizations,
yeah,
with development.
I don't know if I'm convinced of that, though, Anthony, with him in particular. Like, Meadows left and had a really good, 30-homer season with the Rays. Outside of that, though, Tucker was done. Newman was done. Craig didn't do anything. Swaggerty, there were some unfortunate things that happened there, too. But I think it's just partly their drafting and development isn't good enough.
Yeah, well, I'm not even just talking about that crew. They drafted that crew. I'm talking about prior to them. I mean, there were some great hitters that left this town, which is frustrating for a person like me who's been following this team since the 1960s. Yeah. I was a young boy when they had nothing but hitters. I mean, the lumber company, they didn't get that name because they're Punchy Judy types. I mean, that they had the pipeline to the Dominican. This is just frustrating to watch this organization and to see night after night how they seem to do a great job with the pitching. I mean, they've taken pitchers from other organizations, and these guys have gotten better here, but they've got to get the bats. And it's just so frustrating because I love baseball, but I love football more. But baseball, it's just frustrating to watch this motley crew of hitters.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a similar boat with you, Anthony, and I appreciate the call. Always good talking to you. I mean, I love watching baseball during the summer. Like, I'll watch baseball when it's 30 degrees in April. There'll be times when I'll put old 2013, 14, 15 Pirates highlights on in the middle of December just because I miss baseball. Like, I am a baseball nerd. I am a baseball fanatic when it comes to just consuming the game, watching the game. The early portion of this season made me, at times, not want to watch them because I knew what the outcome was going to be. And that was awful. A change needed to be made. But they could have done something about it even earlier in the year. But now they're playing better baseball. And it's not going to change everything and put them in a playoff spot this year. And the damage has already been done. But it is good to see them playing better baseball under Donnie Kelly. I just don't think that means he should be automatically the guy right now to be the one to steer the boat. Moving forward, we still have a lot more baseball to play before I think that should be determined. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peter Stouch. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 20 minutes away from Jeff Hathorn joining us. Let's get into the Steelers a little bit, and we'll continue to take your calls at 412-928-9370. Mandatory minicamp is done. Two stars are the story. One that was there, one that was not. What do we make of Aaron Rodgers, his first week with the Steelers? The list is starting to pile up of people that are in favor of Aaron Rodgers being on the Steelers. Ooh, are you in favor or are you not? Because at this point, you don't really have a choice. But you can still make your voice heard on whether you're happy Rodgers is here or not at 412-928-9370. Austin Bechtold in on the Bob Pompeiani Show from Oakmont Bakery. Come down and say hello on the fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That's right. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show live from Oakmont Bakery. We're taking you up until 1 o'clock on the North Shore Tavern Leadoff Show with Dan Zangrilli. We'll take you leading into Pirates with Paul Alexander, I should say, on 93.7 The Fan right here as we will lead you into Pirates and Cubs. Game 3 of the 4-game series at Wrigley Field as Mike Burrows will go to the mound for the Pirates. Matthew Boyd will pitch for the Chicago Cubs. 412-928-9370. If you would like to chime in, we're going to talk to Jeff Hathorn in 10 minutes. But first, Crowley put out a list that made me think, okay, Crowley, why didn't you put me on the list? Why wasn't I near the top of this list? It's the list of people who are Aaron Rodgers believers list. Included on the list is Crowley, Doran, Pat Bostic, Sean McVay, Ben Roethlisberger. Ben thought, he said on his podcast a couple of weeks ago, that this is a 10 or 11 win team with Aaron, and they are a 6 or 7 win team without Aaron at quarterback. And I agree with him. I'm close to in lockstep with Ben on that. I think they're a 10 win team with Aaron. I think they're 10 and 7 this year, will sneak into the playoffs as the 7th seed, and ultimately, I'll probably lose in the first round of the playoffs again. How much fun is that? Well, you're going to trade up for a quarterback, and we'll see how great it is. But Ben, also in agreeance, Aaron makes a difference of about 3 or 4 games. Dan Marino, also a believer. We had him on Pomp and Joe a couple weeks ago. Marino thinks that Rodgers can still sling it. Lewis Riddick is a believer. Pitt's very own that Aaron Rodgers can still play. Same thing with Kay Adams of FanDuel. Chris Sims, NBC Sports, thinks he can still play. Mike Greenberg as well. How about Dave Dameshek saying that the floor is 10 wins if Broderick Jones plays anywhere close to his pedigree? The floor, 10 wins. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette also thinks that Rodgers is worth it and can still play. Here's my thing on Rodgers. Like, yes, he's not very mobile anymore. He's also not a statue. Like, he can move around a little bit. I'm just not that interested in seeing a full year of Mason Rudolph this year. I'm just not. I think that we know what Mason Rudolph would be in a 17-game season. I think they'd be 6 or 7 wins in, and you know they would get a higher draft pick. Yes, double-edged sword. Like, I understand the argument. But what are you going for here? Do you want a high draft pick to draft a quarterback? Ultimately, they're probably going to end up trading up. They have picks, and if they need to trade a pick in 27 to be able to a first-round pick in 27 even to be able to go get your quarterback, if you really like the guy in 26, I think ultimately you do it. Your first-round pick in 26, maybe another pick in 27, maybe a second-round pick gets thrown in there, maybe a second-round pick in the 26th draft too. They have other picks. And just because, you know, they have, what, 3/3, 2/4, 2/5, you're obviously not going to be able to use those picks to be able to trade up. You could use 1 or 2, maybe.
But teams are going to want, if you're trading up in the first round, a first or a second, most especially. But, I mean, those picks can also help you fill out your draft. Just because you have those picks, and we're talking about trades, and we're like, oh, well, you can't deal. You can't deal this. You can't deal that. Nobody's going to take a third-round pick. Those three thirds, you could probably trade one. The other two third-round picks, you can get starters in the third round. For let's say you trade that second-round pick. Well, you have those extra picks, or you can still pick somebody where you feel confident enough that they can contribute and factor into the team that year. So I'm excited for Rodgers. I am looking forward to, and yeah, like I'll admit, part of it is I grew up with Aaron Rodgers. Throwing off his back foot, emulating him in the driveway and in the grass was fun. Like if you're watching sports and there's a quarterback that you look to and you're like throwing off his back foot, just chucking it up there in the air, throwing Hail Marys that were successful. Aaron Rodgers, fun quarterback to watch. And he's not the player that he once was. He's not. But I still think he has enough left in the tank to be able to take them potentially to a playoff spot and a solid year this year, especially with what the team has at its disposal with DK Metcalf, two running backs that I think are pretty solid. I mean, they need to add another receiver. I will be more confident in a 10-win prediction if they have another receiver. But ultimately, I think it's going to happen. And Matt Hasselbeck also thinks that Rodgers is going to have a successful year.
I do believe Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers is a really good fit. Mike Tomlin is well-respected by veteran NFL quarterbacks, who he was as a defensive coach, who he is as a leader. Arthur Smith was on staff and replaced Matt LaFleur in Tennessee when he got his first opportunity. The thing for a veteran quarterback, you don't want to go in and like learn some foreign language. He's not going to have to do that with Arthur Smith. This is a good fit. Aaron Rodgers has the weapons, the quirkiness, as you say. Pittsburgh is the kind of organization that can handle it. I think they're going to thrive from it. Look out for this team. Look out for this offense.
And that was on the Herd with Colin Cowherd. So again, add Matt Hasselbeck to that list of Aaron Rodgers believers. 412-928-9370. If you would like to chime in, Fan Text Line is brought to you by Egger Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's talk to Jeff Hathorn next, live from the media tent at Oakmont. What's going on? Third round from Oakmont. How much are the conditions playing a factor? Austin Bechtold in for Bob Pompiani. It's the Bob Pompiani Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bob Pompiani Show. Austin Bechtold in for Bob on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We heard from Bob just about an hour ago. We're here at Oakmont Bakery here until 1 o'clock. And we send it over to the North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Paul Alexander, getting you ready for Pirates and Cubs at Wrigley Field. And right now, it's the Hawk Report with Jeff Hathorn at Oakmont. He is in the media center at Oakmont Country Club as the third round is underway. Jeff, and so far, so good with the weather, but it does seem like there are some dark clouds that are approaching. How has the conditions on the course affected the greens so far today?
Greens are still pretty quick. I mean, they've got some insane drainage here, and imagine that they could afford to have some really good drainage at Oakmont Country Club. I'm watching a shot from Sungjae Im today that hit about pin high, and the pin was in the back. He spun it back. I think it's still rolling all the way back to near where he hit it from. So, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's not as fast, and it's easier to hold, and you can have that type of action. You can have that type of spin. You just have to know how to control it, and that's going to be key for these guys because they basically played the course one way for two rounds, and now it's different in many ways.
Hideki Matsuyama is through 11 holes, Jeff. He is 7 over for the day. Does this just get to the point
not
where...
Not good.
No, not at all. Does this just get to the point where sometimes if you get down a couple of strokes early on and you start to feel like, all right, I know I'm not going to be able to get up to the top five or be able to, you know, finish high on the leaderboard, even have a chance going into the final day and even the final nine to be able to have a chance at this thing, where it could just spiral on you? Like, is that where Matsuyama is now?
Oh. Or you get to the point where it's like, I was going to play it this way, but I'm just going to go for it. And when you, a lot of times when you go for it out here, you, the numbers get even bigger. So I think that probably happens. Listen, there was a, I won't mention the name, but there was a prominent golfer that was right on the cut line yesterday and had about a 2-footer on 8, maybe 3-footer on 18. And he missed it low side, had no chance to go in. And you just wonder in his mind, he probably knew where the cut line was and was probably thinking, do I want to be here being the first to tee off with no chance to win and get my tail kicked by this golf course for two more days? Or do I fly to Florida or wherever I live and enjoy some downtime? So that is something. I'm not saying with all golfers, but if you're someone that's established, I'm sure that this is just painful to have to kind of play out the string at a course like this. And that being said, I admire Rory. He looked like he had just kind of, he was 8 over and just kind of given up, and he fought back to make the cut, and he's here this weekend, and a lot of people wanted to see him play, so I give him some credit for keeping in it.
What are your expectations for Rory? Like, does he still have a legitimate chance to be able to go into Sunday with a shot? We'll put it that way.
No. No, I don't believe so. But could he find something in his game that could help him going forward? I mean, that's another thing these guys could play. Okay, challenge yourself that if I put together, I'm out of it, but I put together two good rounds or I find something in my swing, maybe that is worth being here and worth that experience. And by the way, Limits, I mean, there are a couple of guys. You wonder, okay, Scotty starts the day plus 4.
Yeah.
The leader is minus 3. But we've seen Mark Leishman and Corey Connors are each on the course through 6 holes, and each are 3 under for the day. If those
Shoffley's
two guys,
under for the day too.
Yeah, if those two guys can put together numbers like that, what could the world number one do if he's figuring this out? That's what has me intrigued about today. And Leishman and Connors started plus 6. They're each, as I mentioned, 3 under for the day. They're now in the top 12.
Yeah. There was talk, so, Jeff, that, you know, the early group that was playing would maybe have a more favorable time on the course than the latter group later on that will tee off and
just about, we'll say an hour or so, or especially when Spahn and Burns tee off at 3:35. Do you think that that is indeed going to be the case?
I do, because it's going to dry out. And I think as much as the greens will be receptive, the fairways will be receptive. That will be key. I mean, how many guys bounced a drive in the fairway that ended up in the rough and ended up deep to where it wasn't being able to, you know, you just couldn't play it? Well, now you could hit it in the fairway. It's going to hold. You're not going to get the run out. You're not going to get as much yardage. But for these guys, with as far as they hit it, I don't know that they necessarily need all of that yardage. I do think it's going to be better now. And as it, every hour it starts to dry out, it will get a little bit tougher.
We talked about Scheffler a little bit, but what do you think, Jeff, like, has to be the mark for him? What does he need to do today to be in the best position moving forward, even in just an okay position going into tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm thinking 66, 67 he's got to shoot today, which is,
I agree.
Bob, it's par 70.
Bob thinks he only has to shoot, like, 68, 69. I think if he shoots a 66, he's in a great spot.
I think if he shoots a 66 and gets back to even par, that's going to be right in this mix. And, I mean, Burns and Spahn are two unique players. They've been in tough situations. Burns was in a playoff last week, a four-hole playoff at the Canadian Open. Spahn has been in tough situations. But if Scotty makes a charge, you're going to feel it on the course. Like, how are these guys going to react? That's what that's really what I want to see. How do those guys handle it when the crowds – because you think it's quiet here, yeah, but when the galleries are moving, like, there can be some distractions not very far off of earshot for where these guys are trying to hit.
Out of the group of Burns, Spahn, and Hovland, who would you put your money on right now, and how far off is Koepka from joining that list?
So I was going to pick Hovland until Pony said, mark this tweet, Hovland's going to win.
I bookmarked it, Jeff, just like he said to.
So now I'm going to go with Sam Burns, not because he's leading, but because he's a great putter. He's really good friends with Scheffler. He has found some things in his game. So I think because of his ability to putt, to roll the ball, that gives me thought that Burns is going to win this thing. Ben Griffin is a great story too, but Burns would be the guy for me.
Obviously, you can win it on 17. You can win it on 18. But if there's a hole that you can either lose or win on the entire tournament in these last 2 days, what hole do you think that is?
I mean, 17 is a great call because it's a risk reward. Two is a sneaky hole because it's another risk reward. I mean, yesterday Koepka tried to play it safe and ended up hitting it in the rough and bogeying. But I mean, three is very attainable on two. And six is very much in play if you hit it into that rough. So it's way early in the day, but two is a hole that I watch and think, okay, this is one that can turn it. Another one is 12, because if you can knock it on in two and you could find a way to eagle 12, you might be able to get a little bit of a separation, because that would be an amazing score. But it's doable if you hit two great shots.
There was a hole-in-one yesterday, Jeff, that I heard the crowd reaction from. I was standing right by the hole. I was standing on five when there was ultimately the hole-in-one shot. What did you make of that? And isn't it very rare to see a hole-in-one at the Open?
Only the second time it's happened here at Oakmont ever in U.S. Open competition.
Wow.
It is indeed rare. And here's the deal. Victor Perez, who hit it, he wasn't just some rando that hit it. He's in sixth place to start the day.
How about that?
And it's his second hole-in-one this month.
Really?
I mean, we're 14 days into June. It's the second time he's had a hole-in-one this month. And how about this on his scorecard? He had an 8 earlier. So on his scorecard, he's writing like 5, 4, 8, 3, 4, 1. I mean, what a unique scorecard to have. you know, you and I could go out there and we could have 7 and 8s and all kinds of.
I could have put up like a 10, 12.
Right. I mean, we could have legitimately, we could go out and you can hope that maybe you'd have like a 7-2-4. He could have had a 4-1-2 on his scorecard.
Well, a 4-1-2 would have been pretty ideal for the area.
Exactly.
Main takeaways, Jeff, before we let you go, on what you are keeping an eye on for today and what the main takeaway has been so far throughout the entirety of the tournament.
Yeah, I'm watching this early scoring just to see. I mean, they're this, what, now 5 under par so far, and I want to see what Scotty's start is. He goes in about 25 minutes. He starts, like, can he get a couple of early birdies? Can he start putting it together and not just birdies, but are we seeing that swing back to the Scotty we're used to, not the frustrated Scotty that's been pulling it left into the rough? He's spent a ton. He spent about 45 minutes nearly by himself yesterday after his round with his swing coach working on things. If he figured something out, let's see what those first couple of holes are like. That to me is something I'm really keeping an eye on.
Jeff, really appreciate the time and talking to you throughout the entirety of the week. Great coverage as always. What is up on the website that people could check out?
Yeah, there's a cool story about what Jack Nicklaus and Johnny Miller, they had a news conference here, what they said about Arnold Palmer's impact, plus their talk about their wins here at Oakmont previously. It's a cool listen. The entire thing is up on the website right now, along with some of the highlights of what both of them said about Arnie.
You can see it at 937thefan.com and read it there. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Austin.
We will hear from Jeff Moore throughout the entirety of the day. You can listen to Jeff on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA, as well as he will be joining Michael Bartley, who's coming up here on KDKA at Oakmont Bakery. And up next, the man that is not here in Pittsburgh. Where is he? Well, he's probably back at home, but not with the Steelers. T.J. Watt, does this frustrate you? Because it's different. The circumstances are a little bit different now. Watt is older. We're talking 31. We're talking not showing up to mandatory minicamp where he was a hold in the last time. This time, not even there. Mike Tomlin says no big deal. Do you think it's a big deal at 412-928-9370? We will also get into some Oakmont predictions, and the Pirates will preview the game in Chicago against the Cubs today on Sports Radio 93.7 FM. Oakmont Bakery has completely set us up with lunch. Oh my gosh. I had this bacon egg and cheese sandwich. Our guy Seth Davis is over here devouring the same sandwich that I had. Also a hash brown. Brentero's got a salad. What's that, Brentero? A chicken salad. Oh, it's a steak salad. Incredible. Michael Bartley's about to do the AM side. Michael's got a, is that a BLT, Michael? Michael's not listening. Well, it still looks good anyway. This breakfast sandwich that I had, I'm not kidding when I say it's one of the best breakfast sandwiches I've ever had. And I know it's lunch. It's 12:50. But the recommendation that was made to me for this bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, so, so good. So come on down here to Oakmont Bakery. Stop in if you're still going to the Open, or if you are leaving the Open at some point, stop down at Oakmont Bakery, or if you just want to stop down and have a good Saturday treat, you should. Here at Oakmont Bakery, as we send it over to Paul Alexander in the North Shore Tavern Leadoff Show in a matter of 10 minutes. 412-928-9370. Still some time if you would like to chime in on the conversation, as what a game it was last night in the NBA Finals. I really thought that the Indiana Pacers were going to be able to hold on to that game and take a commanding 3-1 series victory, 3-1 series lead. T.J. McConnell has been a lightning rod for Indiana. He's been, I think he's one of the most underrated players in the NBA. Sure, he's not like a big-time scorer. When you talk about underrated players, like there's kind of levels of context to that. Like there's stars and then there's role players. I think McConnell is a very underrated role player. 17 minutes off the bench, he scored 8 points, also had 2 assists. He was the first player off the bench in finals history to be able to put up the stat line that he did in Game 3. I mean, came off the bench, 10 points, 5 assists, 5 steals for McConnell in that game. Obi Toppin had 17 off the bench for Indiana as well. Halliburton in double figures. 5 players were in double figures for Indiana, but they ultimately fell short against OKC as the Thunder outscored Indiana 31-17 in the fourth quarter. And typically, it's the Pacers that are very good in clutch time. Like, OKC was 3 of 16 from 3. They missed 4 free throws, but Indiana missed 8 free throws. They shot 76% from the floor, and they lost it by 7. Those are the little things that matter in series like this, that matter in the finals, that matter at the very end of games. And Benedict Mathurin missed multiple free throws for Indiana. He had a good game. But late in it, ended up costing his team with an opportunity to be able to win it, go to OKC up 3-1, and if that's the case and you lose that game, fine. You go back home with a chance to win the finals at home, your own venue in Indiana. Now it's 2-2 in the series. I would imagine is ultimately, at least likely, probably going to go to 7 games. What's going to go to 7 games is Florida and Edmonton. This is the first time since 2015 that the Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals are tied at 2 games apiece after 4 games. 8 o'clock tonight, Florida and Edmonton will drop the puck as the Oilers, another dramatic game in the finals. This has been an incredible Stanley Cup Finals. There have been 3 overtime games out of the 4. 3. And the other game was a blowout by Florida, 6-1 on Monday. Edmonton won Game 1, 4-3 at home against the Panthers in overtime. They lost Game 2, 5-4 in overtime on the Marchand goal. And then in Game 4, backs up against the wall. You don't want to go down 3-1. Edmonton wins it in overtime again, 5-4, as they get a game-winning goal from Leon Draisaitl. His 11th for Draisaitl, as he's been just absolutely tearing it up. It's him and McDavid basically against everybody else when it comes down to, I mean, Edmonton's key scoring. They've had other guys factor in, but they're going to go as far as McDavid and Draisaitl takes them. It's pretty much as simple as that. I like Florida in Game 5. I still think that I originally thought Edmonton in 6. Now I'm still thinking Edmonton in 7. I hope Florida wins, but I think McDavid is just going to ultimately get over the hump. And seeing what happened in overtime in Florida and Edmonton being able to prevail, that's a huge moment for a team, and I think they're going to be able to ride that momentum to eventually be able to win the series. Here is Jerry in Aliquippa, wants to chime in on TJ Watt. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, how's it going, brother?
Doing pretty well.
Man, I'm just I'm kind of upset about the whole holdout thing. From my understanding, he's still technically under contract.
Yes.
Am I correct on that part?
Yes, you are.
He's one heck of a player, but, I mean, can't nobody deny, like, this last year was a pretty big decline for him. And then the fact that, you know, he very rarely shows up in playoff games. Like, I have nothing but love for the guy. He's, like, generationally talented, but it's just, I don't know. I don't see the Steelers. I don't think the Steelers should give him up another contract. Nothing like Myles Garrett or anything like that. I don't like Myles Garrett. I think Myles Garrett's a good player, but the Browns are always just throwing money away wherever they can throw money away.
Would you trade TJ Watt then in this occurrence?
I hate to see it happen, but for the better good of the team, futuristically, if you're looking at it, yeah, I would. I hate to see him go, but at this point, he's like more like a disgruntled employee. Like, he's trying to just keep up with the Myles Garrett of the world and stuff like that. And we can't operate a team like the Browns, you know?
He was going to get a contract, Jerry, and I appreciate the call. Like, this is the same point where they were in a couple of years ago where he was ultimately going to make a deal. Now, I do think, is disgruntled employee the best way to put it? I don't know. I think that's maybe a step a little bit further than what it is. Watt wants to be paid what he's valued, and, you know, based on what the market is, and the Browns screwing it up based on the Myles Garrett contract, he thinks that means $40 million. In reality, he's probably a $35 million a year, $35, $36, $37 million a year guy. I was stunned to see Colin Cowherd say that on the Herd that he's going to get $40 to $47 million. I don't think that is going to be nearly close to what Watt ultimately gets. I want Watt to be there. Like, I'm okay with him not participating in mandatory minicamp, but I want him to be there. Like, I'm okay if he just sits on the sidelines and is just a good employee and is just kind of hanging out there and You know, I think it's different than Shamar Stewart, where that seems like a contract feud and a war with the Cincinnati Bengals, and Hendrickson also not there. It seems like there's a little bit more tension there, but tension is starting to build with Watt and the Steelers. I mean, the peace sign he posts on Instagram, not being at mandatory minicamp, J.J. Watt openly saying the Steelers should have got this deal done earlier. There are signs that this thing is trending in a bad direction. Is it bleak? Yeah. I don't think that the chances that they get a deal done are bleak, but are the optics bleak right now? Yes. Is it turned into like a real disaster for them? Like a PR nightmare? No. It's somewhere, maybe not in the middle, but I think it's closer to the side of, look, you want T.J. Watt to be there. It's a story. It's obviously a story. It's going to be a story until pen is put to paper. But we all know that T.J. Watt is going to play this year. Like, I would be very surprised if he, like, holds out and doesn't play at all if he doesn't get the money that he wants. He came back and ultimately ended up, his agents thought he could have gotten more in the last deal. And he said, no, I'm just going to sign the contract. I'm going to come back. Is this a different T.J. Watt that we will see? That is a great question, because the older he gets, this is his last big money deal. Like, this is the last contract. J.J. Watt was not too deep into his 30s when he ultimately retired, and he also was banged up with injuries. T.J. Watt was a ghost late in the year last year. He was invisible. He was Casper, your friendly ghost, in the last four games, not recording a stat. We record, like, one. That's it. Like, T.J. Watt was the runaway defensive player of the year. Let's not forget about that. Still a really good player. T.J. Watt can still play, and he's going to be able to play for another 2-3 years. I think that fourth year is really the sticking point, probably, in how much money the Steelers want to guarantee or give to him, because, I mean, that fourth year, he's 34, approaching 35. What type of player are we talking about? Edge rushers, hell, they age okay, but do they age gracefully? It depends on the body type, but, I mean, if you look at J.J. Watt, obviously they're not the same player, and that's one thing that was a gripe against TJ when he was drafted, like, oh, well, you know, you're just drafting genes. He doesn't have the same, maybe he's not the same player that JJ was. Well, I mean, you could factor in how much wear and tear is on the body and genetics in that regard. And I wonder, because JJ Watt did not play nearly as long. Like the Mannings, I think, the Mannings played a fair amount of time around the same ages. Could the Watts end up being the same case? Pirates and Cubs from Wrigley. Mike Burrow's on the mound for the Buccos. Matthew Boyd will start for Chicago. O'Neill Cruz will lead it off for the Pirates, with McCutcheon at DH batting second. Reynolds, Gonzalez, and Hayes in the middle of the order. Ke'Bryan Hayes batting fifth. What? I would not do that at all, but when you consider who's later on in the lineup, it makes some sense, because Henry Davis is going to catch, and he's been struggling the last couple of games. He'll catch and bat sixth. Jared Triolo will bat seventh and play at first base. Tommy Pham's in the lineup in left. Triolo, Pham, and Hayes in the same lineup with IKF. At that point, I would just move IKF from the 9 spot. So Isaiah Kiner-Falefa will bet 9th. Thanks to Bob Pompiani for joining the Bob Pompiani Show. Thanks to Kevin Gorman. And thanks as well to Jeff Hathorn for stopping by. U.S. Open continues from Oakmont. That wrapped it up for us from Oakmont Bakery. Thanks to everyone that stopped down and said hello. Come down and say hello here at Oakmont Bakery and stock up on some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.